Well, they're still in the Underdark, and now they're fighting a shadow dragon, which, you know, isn't like standard D&D. It's sort of just something I made up, and I don't have a lot of experience making things for D&D, so they're not looking too good. But I'm sure it'll work out in the end. Let's roll.
I don't like this.
It's a lot. He rolled so many.
It's a breath weapon, man.
See, I gotta hit every hit. That's my problem. Wrong strategy. I was missing too many. I'm doing it each time.
37 points of necrotic damage. Everybody make constitution saving throws.
Not me.
Nash made it.
Okay. I did not.
And
I'm sorry, you say 37?
16?
He said 37.
I'm down.
60 makes it.
Oh. So how much? 37, half is 18.
Yikes.
And I'm down.
Nash is down.
And
I'm Nash is down. Oh, my God.
Is Tomlin up?
Is it too late to reason with the dragon?
Listen. I feel like, hey, we didn't kill your brother was a pretty good stab.
He was half
insane. He's not wrong.
We could have said we saw him. That way.
You hurt my brother. No, we didn't. Okay. No!
And my thing poofs.
We should have just been like, oh, you know what? We saw him right out there. You should go check.
Yeah.
My thing poofs.
It's right there. That might have worked. Yeah. If you tried to deceive him.
Okay. Well, hindsight 2020 and all. All
right. It's Harold's turn.
Didn't make it.
All right, it's Tomlin's turn.
I'm thinking we made some bad choices, guys.
Nah.
All right, he's going to cast Inflict Wounds.
You're not going to
heal
cure people your people?
No, fuck him.
He's the worst.
Tomlin!
No, he's got to do it because he's got advantage and he's got to kill this thing and then he'll.
Well, you know these things don't have infinite breath necessarily.
Yeah, but if you roll a 6, then you've been rolling like fucking gangbusters. Besides, I'm sure his claws are pretty deadly as well.
Oh, gang busting is tight.
This kitten's got claws.
Sorry.
Just saying.
You're like a major Jimmy Owen
agent.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need to finish that punchline. That was good. That was good.
Thanks.
Nope.
All right. Tom, Croc, your turn. Now, Croc.
Yes.
You can go grab an egg. And shove it into someone's face if you'd like.
He won't shove any eggs in his face.
You're going to get a top
Yeah, he would.
If you can move an extra foot away, you'd still be engaged because it's such a big creature.
So regardless, even if you roll a natural 1 on our death saves, I'm going to cast Mass Healing Word, so everyone won't be fine.
Okay, so I don't have to do that.
Who would roll a natural 1? That's not resurrection. That's not... You'd have to... use the diamonds up for that.
No, because it's... I said even if he rolls a natural 1 on a death save, they still have one more death save, so I'll cast...
Not him.
He's already...
He's down 1. He missed.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. I would have done it this round. Uh-oh.
So what's the worst that could happen?
Should I roll a natural 1?
Oh, right.
Yeah, throw an egg in his throat. He looked great green and slimy.
Do you think? But no,
he has diamonds. You're fine for now.
Yeah,
fine for now.
I can do it right.
All right. So I'm just gonna attack then. I still have the 3 attacks, right?
Yes. Still he's.
Not
20.
Actually,
so bad.
I hate to tell you,
so bad.
You don't have anything this round.
Yeah, he lost a turn.
What do you mean?
You don't have haste anymore.
Okay, that's fine.
So you lose a turn.
And you lose a turn.
I lose a turn? Yeah. Oh, that's right. Fucking, I just rolled a nat 20. God damn it.
No!
Well, I don't do anything then.
This is the worst thing that can happen.
And as a... What's your AC?
21.
Mine? 24.
Mine?
No, because I don't have the thing 22, anymore.
22, right?
22,
yeah.
Mine.
Just misses.
Oh, thank God.
All right. It is... This is getting dangerous.
This is pucker in my butthole, guys.
It's been dangerous.
So he's got to roll death save. Missed
made it.
I got a roll of a 9 and it just flipped on.
Wait, do you have a cloak of protection?
I might. Hold on.
Ooh.
I may.
Please let me have
one.
I'm doing it. Drinking the potion of instant peace.
Yes, I do, actually.
Before I go out.
Yeah, I'm going to make a good looking corpse.
Look at that. It's fine. Everything's fine.
How big of a beard does that grow on me? Is it like a wizard beard, or is it just like a scruffy, like...
Oh, no, it's a beard.
Oh, yeah.
But it's only 24 hours. Yeah. You're going to cast that? You're going to use that?
If we die, I'm dying looking good, so...
All right. I can't...
Big turtle beard.
All right, so it gets some stuff here.
Nice.
So evens and odds. Two against Kruk.
You got the most points.
Like halved.
Terrible roll.
Yay!
So it misses both of its claws.
Sweet.
And he's going to try to bite you.
No.
Kruk does the DX crotch chop.
Does a
free action.
21 hit.
I think it just missed.
He has a +7 to his hit tag, by the way.
Oh my god. Some of my family's going to be on 40 minutes.
That does hit? Oh my god.
What's that?
Some of my family's going to be on 40 minutes.
Well, it's. Why? What time is it?
Why?
Why are they going to be home?
Why?
8 points of slashing damage.
The good summer.
It said on the calendar they'd be gone all afternoon. But here they are.
Lock them out. Be like, how many counts are
you
going to be?
You said 4:30. You get admittance at 4:30. <All right.
laughs> I have timers on all the locks. Yeah. Okay?
They're going to have to deal with this nerd shit, all right?
They're going to have to.
Yeah, it's fair.
I mean, Dylan will go to his room, and Christina will do whatever the fuck she does.
Where is that your office, by the way?
It's just Dylan and your wife?
Yes.
Okay, so we can sell, say,
yes.
Okay.
Your wife's okay with that, right? Yeah.
No.
She's more than okay with it.
I don't care.
Okay. She encourages it.
Alright, it is Harold's turn.
Can you do one of those like
the whole time? You need to do a death save.
We interrupt this broadcast.
Oh, that's not good.
It's the exact same thing.
Is that an after one?
No.
Oh,
six.
Good.
All right,
Tomlin.
Tomlin
is going to cast mass healing word.
He's like, I can't.
How much more can I make here?
So that will be. That will be. Give me a second here.
Dead air.
Are you healing me?
Yes. Shut the fuck up.
Just asking a question.
Yeah. Well, don't.
Stop rolling things. Oh no! I don't like that face.
You got 8. You rolled a 6.
You don't have to roll a 6.
5 or 6. So everyone regains
3 butts.
3 butts.
You now have 4 butts in total.
I sacrifice a butt.
Uh-huh. Everyone gains 8 hit points.
Yeah,
not great.
You have 4 butts, but only.
But at least I'm not going to die.
3 butt cracks.
Yay! I'm up.
So one's just a flat mound.
Did you add 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Sure. And does it 18 hit Tomlin?
No.
Yay!
Because we cannot fuck around right now.
All right, Kruk, it's your turn. No, you actually get the swing this time.
Please swing. Please swing very hard and fast.
I'm never going to roll like I rolled that last one. That was a good roll. Fuck me.
Okay, not bad. 22?
That hits.
All right, another one. Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, no.
Hey, you rolled 2 ones.
16?
No.
All but right. The one hits, right?
One yep.
Hits. Okay. Alright, shit. What the fuck is with my rolls? 9?
Oh, okay. Should have been better than that.
Yeah, I know, thank you.
Alright, Nash, your turn.
Alright, Nash.
You're still blind.
Is he?
Oh, you know what? You should have been. Nah, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Now you sound like my wife.
There's so many things to remember on these some of these creatures.
I know. It's a pain in the ass. All right, he's just going to cast Firebolt.
Firebolt.
2d8 if he makes it. I got disadvantage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Yay to me.
Perfect.
No, hit.
All right. Everyone make Constitution saving throw.
I don't want to.
Not me, though, right?
Not you. You're still fine.
Yeah! See, it's good to be by it. That's all.
Yes!
What'd you get?
22.
Made it.
So Nash got a 19, oh, that's and Tomlin good. Got a 13.
Tomlin did not make it.
Fuck.
Will you let me avoid all damage since I rolled a natural 20?
No.
Avoid all damage. I tried.
Yeah, I tried.
It was worth a shot.
I feel like I'm going down again.
35 points of necrotic damage.
Tomlin's down.
I am going down again.
Well, didn't you make it? You get to have
so
it.
17.
Yeah, but you only give me 8.
Tomlin's down and Nash is down. They're both down.
Oh, everybody's down.
Fuck.
Ding, ding, ding.
Stop it. I'm the
this
only
is a TPK.
One.
We might be okay if your wife's over 20
minutes. That's it.
This is you guys are done already?
Uh-huh. Yep, we all died.
Harold, make it that safe. You know what you gotta do.
Yep, I know what I gotta do.
You know what you gotta
I
do.
I know what I gotta do.
He's gonna jam yes. my head down on the cleric's throat. Uh-huh.
God damn
it. I'm gonna be full frog by the time this fucking event is
over. He's just like, I'm sorry.
I don't want to live like this.
I'd rather let me die.
Go ahead.
Fuck.
Tomlin, make your death scene.
You're like 1-1-1.
13, he made it.
Alright, Kruk.
Egg. I put it in his mouth and gently massages that throat until it goes down.
You get full health back.
Jesus fucking Christ. I like, rip it!
Can I move back around?
Does anything else happen to me besides I look more froggish?
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that happens.
Okay, we'll figure it out later.
It happens immediately.
Unless it helps me immediately. Alright.
It might.
Alright, so.
Your hands and feet develop more pronounced webbing.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes become larger and slightly bulging.
That's great.
With a reflective amphibian quality.
Nice.
Your skin takes on a smoother and shinier texture.
Nice.
So we only have one egg left, right?
We got one egg left.
And that's it, right?
That's just your physical changes.
Okay, good, good.
Some benefits.
Oh, okay.
Benefits, okay.
You gain the ability to climb vertical surfaces as if under the effects of a spider's climb spell.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
The eater can use a bonus... The eater of the egg can use a bonus action to extend a prehensile tongue up to 15 feet.
Alright, so this all sounds cool for the character, but the character itself is like, Jesus Christ, I'm a freak!
Yeah.
I have a giant tongue and I can climb walls now. What the fuck?
You know what happens to
it. You're also slightly green and your skin is now like rubbery-ish.
Struck by lightning. It was the worst line.
So you can retrieve small objects up to 10 pounds with your tongue, 15 feet away. And you can grapple creatures. Strength save DC 8 plus proficiency bonus plus strength modifier.
Can he grapple this creature?
You are also, you're a natural swimmer. So you gain swimming speed equal to your walking speed.
Okay.
Oh.
Drawback.
Phelps over here. There's a drawback.
Oh no.
This eater's voice becomes deeply croaky and harder to understand, opposing a disadvantage on persuasion checks.
It's not
for
easy.
With anyone that's not Ripley. So now you have to talk like this the whole time.
Oh god, I'm still alive! This is a fate where it's not going to be alive anymore!
Did you write all those things down for your character?
I didn't.
The things that you now have?
I have.
He goes down again.
Well, he's the frog now.
They also do revivify too.
Oh,
so if you were dead, it could be used.
Yeah, prehensile tongue, swimming equal to walking.
That counts as my action, right? I don't get to attack now.
Yeah, you got to feed it to him.
And
what was the other benefit?
Tensile tongue.
I have the
prehensile. Natural swimmer, wall climb, spider climb. That's it.
And I think you get to use your tongue as a utensil in meals.
Ooh, forked. But this poor fucking guy.
It's just like,
poor guy. When you created Tomlin, you thought he was going to be boring.
He's not going to be
a sexy Gripply.
He is kind of like,
you're going to want to fuck that queen.
I'm not going to.
You're going to go back and fuck the queen.
No, I don't want you now.
I don't think anything's becoming more attractive to me now that I'm becoming
a frog. That.
No, I don't think it is. I think I still have my...
Don't metagame.
You got a little bit more Gripply-like, though.
Yeah.
Like I said, the first time you ate the egg, it was disgusting.
Now
right?
It's like...
Then you were like, hey, you know what? It wasn't like the worst thing ever. Now the second time you ate the egg, you're kind of like, I can see...
Yeah.
I can see why people would eat these.
Yeah.
All right, he's going to cast Mass Healing Word again.
Hold on, it's not your turn.
Oh, okay.
It's like an oyster.
Nash's turn.
Nash. That's Nash.
Just did it. That saved, didn't he?
Did
he? That was Brock, now Nash.
11.
No, you made it. All right, it's the thing's turn. So again, evens and odds. Even.
Just know, even. if he does a breath weapon and we're down, one. We're dead.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so two against Kruk again.
Bring it, fucker.
Don't antagonize him.
22.
Just barely.
Don't antagonize him.
How many hit points do you have? You have a lot, right?
Hit points? Yeah. Kind of. Less than I should.
You're still raging, though. You're fine.
I don't trust you.
Painted big eyes.
Oh. After you get half, that's 11 points of damage.
Oh,
that's 11 points for you. All
right.
And then Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
Hits.
Ooh, no.
Great.
23 hits, right?
Yeah.
Less. Come on.
No, don't.
There we go.
No.
Yeah, stop.
10 points of slashing damage.
Just kill me.
Ow,
for some reason, the blade hurts more now.
All right, so I guess...
It's Harold's turn.
It's Harold, okay. Harold, you need to roll that save.
You can do it, Harold. Yay!
Yay! That's two successes.
There you go. All right, Tomlin, your turn.
Mass Healing Word again. He's got two level... This is the last third level spell in the slot.
Oh my god, you're using a ball to revivify.
We gonna die otherwise.
I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice.
Chores.
I don't have a choice.
Hey, y'all.
7 plus 4... So 11.
Ooh, 11, okay. Gets 11 back.
I got all that back.
Nice.
Shut up.
After you do that, it's going to pop away here.
It's not popping.
I'm going to hop away?
No, the dragon pops away.
Oh, no.
Why next to Nash? Why? Just got off.
He's the most harmless of the bunch.
Hey, Kruk, your turn.
He was like,
meh. All right, I go
around
here.
Hold on. I don't know if you have enough space.
You don't have haste anymore.
I have 40 still.
1, 2, 5, 10, 10, 10, 15, 40.
20, 25, 30.
Yeah,
all right,
you got it.
All right, got it. Just enough.
I should have done that.
You got advantage, though, because you got the blind guy.
Yes. that's helpful.
That is true.
I mean, it's still, right?
Yeah, it still counts.
Yep, that hits.
Nice.
Second one.
Please kill him.
17?
No.
No? Uh-huh. Come on! Don't be mean.
Please kill him.
You don't tell me what to do, okay?
Okay. Sorry, please. Oh,
this fucking sucks.
God.
8 points of damage.
You're getting there.
Jesus Christ.
Chipping away.
Another 100 or so hit points.
My rolls have been fucking terrible.
Nash, your turn.
He cries a little.
I can't see what's going on!
You know what? He's going to disengage.
Even the tears hurt.
And run.
He's got to run in a random direction.
He's just going
to
run into a fucking wall or something.
He doesn't know where he's going.
He doesn't know where he's going. He's getting away. He knows there's a big fucking dragon.
I guess
like
he's gonna.
Him.
Yeah, he's just gonna go.
Yeah.
Go 30 feet away from the. He knows where the dragon is.
Right. Just as far away from the.
But
dragon.
He has the opportunity attack, right?
Because no, he's disengaged.
Oh, okay, got it. All right. And he's also going like in a, he knows he has a breath weapon, so he's going in a way that the breath weapon's not gonna hit him. He's like, I'm out of here, fuckers.
All right. Well, it's all you, buddy. All right.
Sorry.
Two.
That's
two
there's no
claws.
Way. No way.
Does a 20 hit you?
No.
Does 22 hit you?
Yes.
Does a... you missed. Only one claw.
So big, so black.
That's what she said.
Jesus Christ.
Bless you.
Oh.
She sneezed.
5 points of slashing damage.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I halved it already for you.
Thank you.
Because of the math.
All right, it is... Harold's turn.
Yes, I'm going to try Moonbeam again.
Yeah, it worked great the last time.
That's all I got.
All right, what do I do?
Concentration, 14.
14 what?
He only has a plus 8 to this, so he made it.
Easily.
He only still gets 2d10 radiant damage.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad.
Halved?
That's a 10.
Yeah, halved.
8. That's halved.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. 9. That's 8. That was a 19 out of 6.
All right. He is going to
get
a free slash at you. Oh, he misses. And
Just cause.
Tama.
Dude!
Alright, so Tama doesn't have any level 3.
He's like, stop eating pizza!
Never, bro.
I mean, he's gonna cast Sacred Flame.
Okay.
He's gotta beat an 18.
He doesn't beat it.
Oh shit.
Oh, here it comes.
You mean, here it comes.
Yeah, I'm going to get the high again, dude.
I'm doing it, guys.
You sound like Froggy from the Little Rascal.
What's the Gripply voice?
Yeah, I don't want to do the Gripply.
You got to do it now. That's what your character sounds
gets
like.
You got to make that noise.
No one in this campaign had a silly voice yet.
It's true.
You know?
That's true. Get the I'm doing it. Fine.
We had lots of silly voices in the other ones.
Yeah.
8 points of damage.
All right. And you're going to take another slash at Kruk here.
Nat
20.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
What a bitch.
He's a bitch.
Not a great roll. 4 points of slashing. No. 6 points of slashing.
Ah, Nyeminyeh.
All right, Kruk, your turn.
Yeah, now you're going fucking down. Where do you see this? Where do you see this?
Hey, now you're going fucking down.
Yeah, you're going fucking down.
He was close to killing the whole party twice.
I know.
Big time.
Christ. 17, no, right? 17 doesn't hit. Nor does that. All right. Never mind.
Nash.
Fuck. All right, Nash is going to...
You
going to
run some more, you bitch?
I might.
He's like down corridors we haven't even explored yet.
a drow pops out. Come on, bud.
I feel bad for this guy.
I'm trying to find something that I don't need to see for
him. We're going to call you Miss Rachel.
Please don't.
He's gonna do. He can do.
He wear this pink shirt and overalls.
He can do. He can do catapult again.
Okay.
You need to make a 16 DC 16 saving throw.
Which kind?
Whichever's
less. Dexterity. I think it was.
It was.
Oh, he missed it.
Sweet.
Huzzah!
All right, so you're gonna take.
This fight is fucking crazy.
19 points of damage.
Nice. The rock crashes into the ceiling and a bunch of rocks fall on him.
Oh.
Crushing his...
Yes!
Yeah, he's dead?
He's dead.
Yeah, now you're like your brother.
Presumably.
My brother.
So Nash is like, yeah, fuck you! And then he starts crying. Like a lot.
You each get 800 experience points.
Oh, we each get it?
Wow.
Holy smokerinos.
Yeah.
800 experience. So we were at
11,587.
I could have beat the calculator.
You didn't, though. I could not have. It would have taken me a very long time.
All right. Fuck. Yeah, can we sleep now? Can we go CP-seeps?
Can we sleep on the bed? I feel like we should at least take a short rest.
Oh yeah, that's the minimum.
So we'll never find out what happened to his brother.
Never.
I don't care.
It's over now.
I hope his brother got fucked in the ass.
Oh my god! His brother comes back
like,
"Hey buddy, I was gone for a while. What happened?
Yeah!
Yeah, we fucked.
What did you do to him?
We fucked your brother's head in style."
All right. Does anyone remark on the changes that Tomlin has gone over?
Please don't.
Gone through?
Hey, Tomlin, you're looking pretty shiny.
Shut up.
You're also just a smidge shorter.
Oh my god. I didn't look that great to begin with. Way worse. This is way worse. I'm a freak.
I climbed the wall.
We're like, you're not. Scurry away. To cry in a corner.
You do. You eat bugs every like.
Oh,
you
good.
Ate, that was the first one. You kind of like.
Yeah, remember you had like. You had
an affinity, but now you have a long tongue that you can really get to them.
You know, guys, cockroaches aren't that bad. You really just try one.
Gross.
I'm just saying.
Poor Tomlin. I didn't think the second egg was going to be happening so soon.
I mean, we would have died otherwise.
Hey, my family told me not to join the clergy.
They're barely going to recognize you now. Your eyes are bigger and bulgier. Your skin is green and waxy.
You have to draw this. I don't know.
Just have to draw like an animorph.
Oh, yeah. Like the cover of Animorphs with him turning into a Gripply.
Please don't ever shove another egg down his throat.
Is that what he's saying?
He has a DNR now.
But they did it because they need it to live.
Yeah, right. Yeah, everybody would have.
They're not saving. I mean, the Krupp would like to save you, but they also, you know, needed some more meat shields.
Oh, God.
My level 6 for my druid is that.
Wait, we're not leveling up yet.
I would like to say I have an advanced directive now. Please don't shove another fucking egg down my throat.
That's all I want.
You're going to get egg raped, I think.
I don't.
What is that? What is even the last? Let me just see if there's anything.
It turned into a full grip.
Maybe nothing happens when you eat this.
Yeah, it's probably safe.
All right, so you guys rested? Are you gonna
sleep? Yeah, we're gonna do a full rest.
You're gonna do a long rest?
Yeah.
You're just gonna sleep till the next day?
If we can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Find a little spot.
Yeah, so I guess I have to roll my hit die because he was down to 11.
I guess I can do the same.
We're taking a short rest?
No.
A long rest?
Long rest.
Oh, well, then we don't need to roll hit die, right?
No, you do.
Because
it's not a good rest.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Oh, that's a fucking bad roll.
5d8.
17 points back. Oh, man. That's not even great. He's only at 28 hit points still. And I guess I could. Actually, no, that's not true. I can do cure wounds before we go to sleep on Nash. Right?
Yeah.
So, all right.
Back up to full health, bitches. It's a long rest. Do I get both my rages back?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah. 32. And, I mean, Tomlin's fine.
I'm also back.
Just a fucking frog.
He's fine. In the, you know.
As you're packing up to leave, you see a rat scurry into a crack in the wall.
Oh, a crack in the wall means there's something back there.
And then the wall collapses.
No.
That's a strong mouse.
Yeah. The little fire you had built for yourself turned blue.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck does that mean?
Magic fire.
No, I know it's not good. It can't be good.
What's in the hole?
Make a dexterity saving
throw. What's in the hole? God damn
it. You do not realize in time that blue means gas.
Oh, God, it's going to blow up.
Okay. Nope. Didn't make it.
18?
What?
I got a 9 and a 6.
15?
You two make it.
Yes! We're the makers.
So, sorry for you two guys make 3 points of fire damage.
That's not too bad.
Not a major thing. Not a major thing. That's just to see if you would run away when your campfire turns blue.
He's like,
That's weird.
What does it mean?
I'm going to get a closer look.
It's hot on my face.
Yeah, but the campfire wouldn't turn blue. It would just start to be like flicker.
It would get huge.
Yeah,
it would get. Well, that's what it was doing. Turn blue.
On fire.
And then it's supposed to happen fairly quickly.
Yeah,
just
not really enough for us to. Like,
yeah, you're not so sitting there looking at it.
So the what did the rat have to do with anything? It's
the thing that caused the collapse.
The methane.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It just happened to run into the thing.
Rats.
All right, you continue on.
You know, natural gas has no smell.
That's right. They put the smell in there so you know it's leaking.
That's right.
That's why I put the smell in my butt.
It's leaking.
So everyone knows it's leaking.
There it goes. Go.
All right, we're back.
Okay.
Big Bean is talking about how he's pooping himself a lot.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I walked in on the.
It's a bit of a problem.
I mean, it's not a lot.
No, it's just a little.
No, it happens a
little
lot.
Spray here and there.
Every once in a while, like a little.
A little bit. Dude, that used to happen. My fucking kid when we were potty training him.
Jesus Christ.
So let him go, and they'd be like walking, and this turd would just come out of his pants.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like, what the fuck?
Like a horse. It's just walking.
We're raising free range children.
They poop where they walk.
They're like, what is this? What is this?
They say, oh God,
that's a piece of shit, Dad.
It's on the white carpet.
You've never seen a piece of shit before?
No, it's funny.
Yeah, I've seen you every
What? I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's what they do. Yeah.
What?
Like, I've never seen that before.
That's so weird.
It must be the dog. The dog eat corn?
He does what I feel.
Sorry, you want to go.
No. I have PTSD from finding poop on
You're like hearing helicopters and stuff.
PTSD. I have PTSD from finding poop too. Like when Michael was rubbing his hands, and I'm like, "What are you doing there, buddy?" Oh.
How many times did that happen to you?
Just once.
Ugh. You know what? You want to know how many times I had that clean poop thing?
It's got to be bad.
I've heard many of your stories.
At least a dozen.
Oh God,
that does sound.
My terrible. I hate poop.
Did I ever tell you my aunt? Like she said, she was having a problem with my cousin when he was like a baby. She's like every single morning. He would poop in his diaper
and smear it.
Take it off and just start smearing it in like the grooves of the crib and like all over the wall. She's like, it was every single morning. And I'd wake up and I'd be like, God damn it. And I'd have to clean it up. She's like, it got to the point where I would like wake up and I'd go in there and there'd be like poop everywhere. And I would just go downstairs, have a cup of coffee.
Oh my
and just
God.
Be like, I'm not fucking dealing with it.
Yeah,
right now. It's like, I can't do this every day.
I wouldn't have just started duct taping them at night.
I was like, fuck.
At that point, yeah, you know, if it's every day, yeah. I'm putting
you in. It was every single
day. I'm going to put you in this thing that constrains you from moving until the morning.
That's one of the things, like, we had a lot of annoying things with our kids, but, like, we never had the poop problem. Which, thank God. Cause
yeah, none of my kids were in the scat. Scat Man Crothers.
I'm the Scat Man.
Like Ray Charles?
He's a blind man.
Oh. Yeah.
At least Rocco seems
to
know. Like when he first, when it was first happening, he was much younger.
Yeah,
and like he would just like take off his diaper and then just be like, go sit on the bed.
Yeah, with the shitty ass.
and then he got to the point where he wanted to try to clean himself up.
That's almost worse.
And it made it worse.
Yeah, it's almost worse.
So much worse.
Or when he would do it. And like be downstairs and then like run and like jump onto the couch and be like, no! Now he's at the point where he knows he shouldn't do it and he most of the time doesn't. And if he does, he like doesn't track it everywhere. Okay. He just doesn't
more contained.
He doesn't want it on himself anymore, which I get.
I get. I don't like shit.
But he's also not at the point where he can like get up and not poop.
Yeah. They have such audacity to shit themselves and then like, ew.
Yeah. Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah,
like, we're trying to potty train you, kid.
Dude, I walked in dog shit and got a little bit on my leg and wanted to kill myself.
Still to this day.
I still think about it.
I wanted to cut the leg off. I walked in twice every shower.
Thankfully, during the day is fine.
That's
now.
Good, yeah.
We're good now.
I was literally saying.
He actually took himself like several times on the plane.
Nice. That's
so
good.
It's like, all right, good.
That's awesome, man. You know, like you see the steps forward and you're like, thank God.
I know. Please don't piss yourself on the plane because we're fucked then.
There's nothing you
we have nothing. So like, I have an extra pair of stuff in my thing.
That's
I have piss clothes that go into my bag.
Oh, yeah. It's just like club piss. Well, that was like when.
Does that work?
When we went to. When we flew to Buffalo for like my brother in law's wedding. And we are late getting to the airport. We're like, we don't have a lot of time. And we like pull into the parking garage and my son just like projectile vomits all over the inside of the car. Gosh. And it was like the middle of summer.
My kids did that.
And I was like, shit. And we had no time. So I like,
and he did that
we too. Just, we just changed them and like threw the clothes back in the car and like left for a week.
Oh God.
So you cracked the window
a little, but it was like in a parking garage in like 90 degree weather. And I, like, so we, like, got on the plane, and I was like, fuck. And I was like, we're going to come back, and it's not going to be drivable. Like, I'm not going to be able to drive this car.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it didn't smell that bad.
Really?
Yeah, and I cleaned it out.
Probably because it smelled bad, and then it stopped
we
smelling.
Probably got three.
And then it cooked it out.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, my God, like, why now? And that whole trip was retarded, too, because we had the thing where, like, we're in the hotel room, and it's, like, the day of the wedding, and we're getting changed and getting ready. And I, like, hear this, like, noise, and I look in the bathroom. And there's just, like, water cascading from the ceiling. Apparently a pipe upstairs burst. And it was just, like, the whole bathroom was just, like, water. I was like, the fuck is going on here? Like, everything that could go wrong went wrong.
That's the worst.
Oh, God.
Well, when the last time my family went to Disney, their dad died.
So. Jesus. Well, that's a little worse, yeah.
FD died?
Or are you talking about RD, real dad?
That was Amy's dad.
RD. RG, real grandpa.
Yeah. Still kind of a tender subject.
What? Just her dad. Get over.
Yeah.
It's her last living relative.
He was probably going to die soon anyway.
Buried, what
was
right? It? Let him
100?
No.
Oh my God.
I just assume everybody that's almost 100.
He was actually fairly young and in good health.
Yeah. Well, apparently not.
It was, I mean, his doctor said he was, yeah. So I think we should see them.
This is why I don't get
them. We should see them. Maybe. What did he die of?
The heart attack.
That's preventable.
No,
definitely not.
Stop. Push through it.
That was. It's the same thing with Mary's dad. He was apparently in good health, and then just.
It was fucked up.
I don't scream to his death. No, I don't know.
Dude, he fought to the end.
That's how I'm gonna die. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I'm
fucking somebody's dying. Retelling how somebody dies, and they're like, and they were just so afraid. Yeah. You're like, Jesus,
I don't know it's gonna be me.
They didn't want.
I'm fucked.
They
didn't want it's happening. It's happening.
I don't want to die. I have so much life to live.
It's not yet, and like
I'm terrified of death.
Grandpa, let go. No.
I'm hanging on as long as I can.
Take this.
Please don't leave me.
I will trade my grandchildren's lives for just 2 more years.
Another day.
He just grabs the ear scratcher. I'll take that.
What's some kind of ritual I could do?
But that is the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's also like in war movies, they always show the guys like going out like, I'm not gonna make it.
It's screaming. It's just terrifying. Yeah.
Horrible.
And, yeah.
I'm dying, my soul's leaving my body, they're only 16, 17 year old kids, they're not gonna be brave.
They lived a good life.
They did. Yeah. They're fine.
I feel my soul.
My nephew went into the army. He literally left last week for boot camp.
Oh shit.
And he's like, right, he's like, I don't like this. I was like, no one likes
boot camp. No one likes being in the army. Yeah.
I don't like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the point.
That's the majority of their
Georgia
calls.
In Georgia.
Oh, boot camping? That
camping.
Sucks.
Nobody wants to be in Georgia.
Well, he's in the army, like, so.
Yeah.
Army,
well, it's the
army boot
tank.
Camp is not as bad as Marine boot camp, yeah. But.
They let anyone in the army.
Still pretty bad. True. Yeah. Army is where you go if you're as bad.
It's for the retards.
If your ASVABs are the worst, Army.
Yeah, Army will take you.
ASVABs are next to the worst, Marines. ASVABs are really good, Air Force. I was going to the Air Force.
What about the Navy?
Navy's.
If you're gay. Got him. You like, yeah. Suck it, Navy.
You gotta take your ASVABs.
Like nothing but semen.
Surrounded by semen.
Yeah.
I think my uncle was a cook in the Navy.
Was he?
Yeah.
In the Navy. Can sail in 17 years.
He sang that all the time.
They sing YMCA a lot too.
So are we done? Are we still
playing? Oh, yeah, that's right.
My bad.
So we just blew up.
Well, yeah, we just.
Just a little burn. A little sick. Hello.
Hi.
How was the Rowan? Anywhere USA?
It's like attending a conference all day where you get lectured, so.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice.
That sounds what it's like.
Do you feel oriented?
You're not allowed to say it that way anymore.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Do you feel Asian?
Do you feel Asian?
Where's your sweatshirt?
I just took it off.
Can't wear a sweatshirt today.
Today?
Yeah. To his orientation.
Kind of hot.
Very hot.
A little bit hot.
That's fine. It's only like 80% humidity and 85 degrees out.
The sweatshirt actually keeps the humidity away
from
your skin.
It's true. It seals
it's
it
science.
In. It seals in the flavor.
It really seals in the flavor. It's fucking skin.
It tastes you. It's
really sealed in the flavor. Batman. Batman.
Pete Holmes is hilarious. He is an underrated comedian.
Remember when I stuck my...
His skits are funny. I've watched his stand-up.
His stand-up's okay. A little more like... He kind of tries to tell like inspirational stories and stuff. But yeah, but his skits and stuff... That show he had, the Pete Holmes show, was hilarious.
Yeah.
And it was only on for like a season.
X-Men was great. The Batman was great.
Yeah, Batman's great.
The Batman skits, they kill me. They kill me.
When he beats the crap out of the clown. Jesus Christ.
No, the first one with Superman's the best.
Yeah. It's like, Bruce, we're going to have to work together.
Why? I literally have no powers.
What does this mean on your planet? Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so you continue on your way.
I guess.
A little singed.
A little greener.
And about a couple hours in, you actually enter into a little opening, and you see a big wall.
Oh!
Uh-oh. And you see...
Uh-oh.
He doesn't know that word.
No.
You see a dragon? Playing dragon and dragon?
You see a big wall. You see... You see a big, it's a door, but it's like, it's made of interlocking, like, metal plates, a little rusted, old looking, but you can tell that it's, like, sort of humming with magic, so it's magically sealed.
Seals in the flavor.
Let me use my wand to detect magic.
We know it's magical.
We know it's magical.
You can tell it's magical. I am going to detect it, though.
It definitely is magical.
I
want
to make sure.
Well, if I know that's magic, and I don't trust the wand yet... Now I'll know if the wand is accurate.
Sure, yeah.
That seems...
Right?
Air-tight. Yeah.
I throw my wand at the door.
That's not how you use a wand!
It shatters into
a I'm a druid. I don't know how to use these things.
Do you want to do an investigation on the door? Or?
Yeah, I'll do an investigation.
You can do an arcana or investigation.
Let me see which one I better. Are they the same thing? Are they both intelligence?
They're slightly different.
Okay. Is plus two investigation. It's plus two. I'll do Arcana.
Potential scams and stuff. Yeah,
I get them a lot. I get.
Well, you keep buying shit from me.
They've got offers.
18.
Oh, nice. So after you investigate the door, you realize there is a missing crystal.
Guys, there's a missing crystal
in the wall.
She's probably
the door? In the door. Somewhere. You notice that, like, you know, there's a little slot. And the energy.
Hanging out with Candy.
Candy and Chrissy.
To the right of the door, you do notice an alcove about 30 feet to the right with
crystals.
Two sets of like gnome-sized armor.
Mm.
Ooh.
And a crystal behind it.
Ooh, I grabbed that crystal.
You're getting smaller.
They attack you.
No!
Well, I also have a gnome character.
Yeah, but instead of make fun of the gripply guy.
Don't make fun of him.
Guys, bad news.
What?
I grabbed the crystal.
Why?
Stop grabbing the crystal. 30 feet from you. He went and he ran to grab the crystal.
Jesus Christ. Please stop doing things.
Try my best. My first time.